Thank you for calling XBO. My name is Carney Shah. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling in behalf of a customer.
Okay. What's the customer's... Give me just a moment. Get back to my screen. What's the customer's telephone number?
Sorry about that. Hello?
Yes. What's the customer's telephone number?
All right. It's 806-333-9695.
Give me just a moment to take a minute for it to load. All
right.
What's the customer's name?
Her name is Michaela Kirshner.
Okay, and what's going on with this order?
All right, she said she was supposed to have a cooktop installed and also a microwave, but it wasn't installed.
Okay, let's see what happened. Mm-mm-mm. You said a cooktop and what else?
In a microwave.
The only thing that I do see on here is a cooktop. It was scheduled for yesterday. I don't know what happened with it. But I do see she had, let's see, cooktop or Holloway for the 18th. A single building in urban council. I see the microwave on here. It's in council status. The only thing that's like in open status is the cooktop. Everything else is council.
All right, so that'll have to be, the microwave would have to be rescheduled by us?
Well, I can, that one would have to be rescheduled by, but I don't know what they told the drivers when they went there, because it has the cooktop still, like, in open status where it can be scheduled, but I don't know if they just didn't give it to them because they didn't have everything, so that may have happened. I just don't know what happened, but the cooktop is still open, but the microwave is in council status, so I couldn't do anything with it.
All right, because she's scheduled for the cooktop?
Yeah, I can get it scheduled for the cooktop. It's scheduled for, I can schedule it. I just don't want to schedule it and put it in for a new day. And then when they try to go pick it up, they don't see the market. The other appliance on here, they won't give it to them. But I schedule it. I just don't want to be another issue. Let's see.
All right. And this is the installation, right?
Yes. This would be what we know. We pick it up from the warehouse, take it out to their home and install it and everything.
All right. Because I think she already has the cooktop. It's just not installed.
Okay. Okay, so it has cooktop.
She said the drivers told her they would come back and install it, but nobody came back.
Okay. And when was this? Yesterday? On the 18th?
Yeah, that was yesterday. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see if I can find a number for that company that went out.
All right.
Give me just a moment. I'm not going to reschedule it on my end. I'm going to send an email up. Give me just a moment.
All right.
Let me just see what they'll tell me in the email. Okay. Give me just a moment, okay? I'm almost done. All
right.
Okay, you said the cooktop is already at the home.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. They tell her they want to come back and complete the install on that same day on the 18th.
Yes, ma'am.
Which was the 18th? Okay, I got everything sent over now. I don't know if they'll respond to me now. Would it be after 5? They may, because they always respond with emails instead of answering the phone. So even with them not doing it, if I were you, I don't know if you can do it or not. I'll create that order again and send it back over here with the earliest date that you have on your end. Because on my end, I just looked at the calendar on my end, and it doesn't show like any date that I can schedule them in for anything in January. So it may give you an earlier date when you just send it over here already scheduled in.
All right, I'll try that.
Okay, and I got everything. No, say let the customer know. Once I get an email back, I'll call back out to let her know, you know, the next step and what's going on with their drive, okay?
All right, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for this. Have a great day, okay?
You too.